Dell.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States said Sunday multinational talks in Paris came to a quote-unquote understanding on a possible deal for Hamas to release hostages and for a new ceasefire in the Gaza war. An Israeli delegation was in the French capital on Friday to discuss a deal to ensure a fresh ceasefire and the release of hostages held by U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in Gaza. Negotiations for a ceasefire have resumed in Doha between four countries, as well as Hamas representatives, state-linked Egyptian media reported Sunday. Pope Francis was well enough to celebrate his weekly prayer from the Vatican window in St. Peter's Square on Sunday, AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
The Vatican press office said that canceling his recent engagements was a precautionary measure due to a mild flu. In his address, Pope Francis remembered the second anniversary of the war in Ukraine.
Abbiamo ricordato.
The pontiff also prayed for the people involved in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, the violence in Congo, and the kidnappings in Nigeria. At the end of the Angelus, Pope Francis also drew attention to the impact of climate change on Mongolia. He appeared in good shape as he concluded his prayers with his usual greetings to the crowd. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday 31,000 Ukrainian soldiers had been killed since Russia's full-scale invasion 2 years ago, giving the first official figure for more than a year. Zelensky told a news conference in Kyiv that he could not disclose the number of wounded because it would help Russian military planning.
31,000 Ukrainians died